Track 10. A Wyverton artist brings an intriguing new perspective to the ever-changing coast he has loved all his life.
In his mind's eye, as he travels the lanes and paths close to his North Norfolk home, Godfrey Sayers is also skimming across the sea in an Iron Age boat powered by oars and a leather sail, taking a ferry over a wide bay that's now fields, or mooring up at a quay which once ran along today's village street. Godfrey has been painting the coast since childhood, but his latest project paints pictures in words as well as watercolours. He has researched the ebb and flow not just of tides, but of the shoreline and the seaports themselves. Shifting Sands, the Rise and Fall of the Glaven Ports, is the story of Blakeney, Wyverton, Clye and Salthouse through 2,000 years of ever-changing landscape. The book begins just before the Roman conquest of Britain, with an exhilarating voyage from the open sea into the wide Glaven estuary as the tide races and wind whips across turbulent water, and continues as channels shift, harbours boom, then silt up, settlements wax and wane. It takes Godfrey's research into the shape-shifting shore, emerging from the sea or sinking back beneath waves, and turns into a story. His traveller from the present day sails back to see Blakeney before Blakeney Point, Salthouse as a bustling seaport, and Clye separated from Wyverton by a tidal basin full of international shipping. He meets traders, smugglers, fishermen, and their families who knew this fascinating area through the centuries, and even imagines an alternate future where embankments were not dug to create more farmland, and the Glaven ports have become a major town. The book is punctuated by Godfrey's beautiful paintings of seafaring sailing ships moored alongside Wyverton Church, or skimming across the tidal lake to Kelling. His whole life has been coloured by the sea. He worked as a fisherman for many years, beginning as a 9-year-old collecting mussels in Blakeney Harbour. He went on to join the Merchant Navy at 17 and returned to fishing and raising a family a few years later. He began painting as a child, and for 38 years he sold his paintings of the coast and sea from a lorry on Blakeney's Carnza car park, as well as holding exhibitions in galleries in Norfolk and in London. He was chairman of Wyverton Parish Council for 23 years and chaired committees for local coastal conservation bodies too. 6 years ago, he wrote and illustrated his first book about the North Norfolk coast, Once Upon a Tide. Shifting Sands continues his argument against the land grab of previous centuries and for allowing managed realignment of the coast. Decades of seeing the coast with the eyes of an artist, seafarer, historian and geographer combine to produce an intriguing, personal, often controversial portrait of this small section of our coast, at once intensely detailed and yet shimmering with the broad brushstrokes of centuries flowing past. Shifting Sands, The Rise and Fall of the Glaven Ports, is available from shops including the Holt Bookshop.